Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Mr. Makwekwe, always a pleasure to speak to you. Welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Hi, Gugu. Good evening to you, and good evening to Kaya 959 listeners. I just want to start by putting it on national radio that I had to shift my dial around to speak to you because you are my favorite person on radio. And this topic is something that we have been researching since 2023 at NedBank.
100%. And I think this is important, right? Always excited to speak to you and glad that you've made time for this conversation. The truth is, we won't have enough time to get to all the themes, but
yes,
Mr. Makwekwe, we have a big problem in South Africa, a gambling problem, where according to some of the stats, figures and data, whether from institutions like Old Mutual or yourselves at NedBank, it seems as though that more than 50% of our population is gambling, specifically online gambling. I'm quite keen to see, you know, as a financial planner and advisor, yes, we understand South Africans are under strain, but how are you seeing the scourge of gambling? Yes, providing opportunity for others to try their luck, but also the financial damage that it does cause to the strain that they take.
Yes, Gugu, it's almost for me, you know, to say before I start, it's almost like really we need, that is you and I and anyone interested in the wellness of consumers, to have a moment of silence for the social harm that gambling is doing in the country. I listened into your call just now to the interview. I appreciate the GDP numbers, direct and indirect employment, taxes, you know, those are all positive. But we really have to weigh them against the social harm. Mm. Why have we seen this spike, Gugu? I'm just going to briefly touch on three things, and then I can tell you what I suggest that consumers can do. The first one has already been mentioned, Gugu. In our research, both in 2023 and 2025, as NedBank, what we picked up was advertising, particularly the use of celebrities, has made gambling appear fun, appear harmless. Mm. If you're not participating in it, there's something wrong with you. You know you can do sports betting on your favorite team. There's a psychological element that makes you believe if your favorite team is playing, you will be able to predict how they are going to do on the day. So definitely our research aligns with what we heard from the National Gambling Board, just around the role at advertising, Gugu. Then we quickly move to the second, even more important point. Our research tells us South Africans have favorable or what we call positive attitudes towards gambling. In other words, gambling is fun. There's no harm in gambling. It's okay to spend money, you know, around gambling. And people with positive attitude towards gambling, the moment they have a taste of gambling, they are hooked. And often, those are the people who become addicted. Mm. Let me tell you a quick thing around getting hooked, Gugu. People often think it's about winning. No, it's not only about winning. The human mind, the way it works when our Kaya 959 listener starts gambling, sports betting for the first time, the one that's on your phone, for example.
Yes.
When they lose, Gugu, what happens mentally is this. They lose a bet maybe three times in a row. Then they start telling them, ha, I've been losing three times. It means a win is around the corner. And that dopamine, almost that hit of neurochemicals that gets into your body, you know, when experiencing something positive, the win is around the corner. The win is around the corner. And that's one of the reasons why both winning and losing makes individuals addicted to gambling. Mm. Thirdly, belief in luck. You spoke of 5 in 10 who are gambling. Our research also told us just over 6 in 10 South Africans believe in luck. People who believe in luck are more likely to try gambling and to continue gambling because when they win, they think they're on a win, on a win, on a win. When they lose, they think a win is just around the corner. I would say, Gugu, added to financial stress, those are the key drivers for gambling in the country and the explosion that we have seen.
Mm, you're quite right. One that really picked up significantly post the pandemic when the shift to online gambling really grew significantly. What I'm also keen to understand, especially given your observations as a financial planner working within the financial services place, is the kind of economic consequences this leads to when it comes to financial strain in households. Many reports have published this, but what are you seeing in terms of just how far South Africans will go to risk it all, quite literally, for gambling?
Oh, it's so interesting, Gugu, because both in my work at Dips and Nedbank, here's what we have seen. One, our listeners must ask themselves this question, because that's what we are often seeing as increasing household financial stress, Gugu. What is the question? The question is this: are you now betting or gambling to win? Our research tells us people who get hooked and risk it all are people who have crossed the threshold of fun, of a small amount, like R1,000 or R500, whatever their budget allows, right? Because they have a positive attitude towards gambling. You are now having a new breed of gambling or betting South Africans who set out to win, Gugu. When we ask them in our survey, for example, the one we did this year at Nedbank, the individual were actually telling us that, I want to win to pay school fees. I want to win to reduce my debt. Generally speaking, I want to win to reduce financial stress. Therefore, that individual, you can see, is the person who is going to sell their watch, is going to go to all those places that you can, you know, do pawn loan, give your iPad, give your laptop, give your fancy shoes. Essentially, that person is also, if they are younger, who start stealing in the household, right, to go and sell things so that they bet on their phone. And therefore, the social impact, both from a financial perspective, Gugu, and just social relationships in the household, is so huge. So we encourage individual to ask that question: is it beyond just fun? Are you now gambling to win? Therefore, you need help, as the first indicator. The second one, it was touched on earlier, Gugu, is to say, please, you need to stick within what you believe is a reasonable budget. When you have spent that, then you must stop. You shouldn't incur debt with your credit card or get a personal loan to try to win back money, because in many instances, that always ends up badly.
It definitely does. And I think one of the points that we need to emphasize is that for anyone who finds themselves taking financial strain, there are options to get yourself back on track. And that's why certified financial planners do exist, in order to provide that
support. There are other options. You are right, Gugu. Yes. 100%.
Mr. Makwekwe, I'd love to speak to you for hours on end, but we'll have to leave it here for today. We will review this conversation.
For time today. Thank you for your time. I'm sure we can do another conversation on this, because it has become quite a big opportunity.
Thank you. Frank Makwekwe joining us tonight, a good friend of the show, and as you can tell, a good friend of mine too, helping us unpack the theme of online gambling, and of course just the impact that gambling does have on our pockets as South Africans. Just to give you some insight, Frank Makwekwe is part of the faculty at Gibbs. He's a faculty member and head of financial wellness at Nedbank. One of the key themes and concepts that typically comes up time and time again is just how much South Africans do spend on gambling. As you've heard the figures, 1.5 trillion rand spent in the last financial year on online gambling by South Africans. More than 50% of South Africans gamble between the age of 30 to 49 years of age. It's also reported that 40% of South Africans have acknowledged that they gamble frequently. Typically, most South Africans use online gambling or gambling, especially when it comes to sports betting. That's dominating the market with more than 60% at the moment. And what's quite interesting, if you take a look at figures from they mention that gambling accounts for over half of household spending on recreation, sports and culture. In other words, 50% more likely that South Africans essentially will spend on gambling versus buying dog food, holiday packages, gym fees, or even attending sporting events in person. 44% of recreation, sport and culture spending for households goes to gambling. Share your thoughts. 063-688-0959. There are so many aspects to this particular conversation. We definitely want to get you involved and hear what your experience is on the solutions, the proposed outcomes. Yes, it's a viable business opportunity, but at what cost to society? How do we manage the regulation? How do we balance the levels of responsibility, both on the service providers, but also on the individuals making use of this platform and opportunities as customers? Complex, necessary, tough conversations and solutions that need to be sought. 063-688-0959 is where you can share your voice notes to.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.